Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope your week is off to a beautiful start, or at least a functioning start. Sometimes beautiful is asking a lot on a Monday, especially of Thanksgiving week, right? But I really am glad you're here, because today's episode is meant to prepare your heart for what's ahead this week. The people you love, the people who test your patience, and sometimes the people who are both. I want today's episode to feel like taking a deep breath. It'll have a mix of humor, truth, scripture, and honest reflection to remind you how to love well, stay rooted, stay steady, and find joy, real joy, not just the picture perfect kind. Okay, let's be honest. Thanksgiving feels simple in theory. Food, family, gratitude. But in reality, stress, opinions, timers going off, family members asking, is this gluten-free? And you're like, was it ever supposed to be? Or what about, when are you turning on the football game? And maybe you're thinking, can't you work a remote, Uncle Mike? I read some holiday stress data recently, and the top stressors were this: cooking, because turkey feels like an Olympic event. Family dynamics. We will never please everyone. Travel. Don't even get me started on traffic or flight delays. Financial strain. Pressure to buy more, give more, do more. And trying to do everything perfectly. Yeah, friend, that ain't happening. So basically, people, pressure, expectations, and poultry. And this is why I say, if you're listening to this episode before Thursday, you are ahead of the game already, friend. Let's sprinkle in some humor here because we need it. Every family has the one person who is always overly prepared. Color-coded list, perfectly arranged dishes, and the latest Pinterest holiday festivities sure to either make you laugh or start World War III. Now, I may or may not be this person. And then there's a person who brings chaos as their emotional support animal. The one who announces their new diet on Thanksgiving morning and suddenly nothing on the table aligns with their plan. Well, what about the one who says, I'm bringing boundaries this year? When someone says that dish is not on the menu and you have to say it is now. Thanksgiving, where we gather around the table, share what we're grateful for, and then stuff our feelings with pie. Thank goodness it's only once a year, right? And because we're in Texas, our table kind of hits different. Brisket isn't afraid to sit next to the turkey like it's the real MVP for some. Cornbread dressing reigns supreme. Sweet tea is less of a drink and more of a spiritual experience, and pecan pie is non-negotiable. Also, Texans don't measure spices. We just keep adding until the Holy Spirit says, stop. This year is actually special for us because we're hosting my side of the family again after taking a few years off. And let me tell you, the break was needed. One year, Jackson and I went to see family while Jason and Dylan had to stay at home. Another year, we said, you know what? We're going to do just the four of us this Thanksgiving. And oh my goodness, y'all, that was a glorious year. I'm talking pajamas all day, no makeup, messy hair, and zero shame. No pressure, no schedule, no expectations. And the food? Not even close to traditional. We had a seafood boil. That's right, shrimp, crab legs, sausage, corn, and potatoes took center stage on our dining room table. And we even had deviled eggs, because for me, it's not Thanksgiving without deviled eggs. Basically, if it brought joy, it made the list. After eating, we curled up in blankets, watched Christmas movies, ate popcorn, and truly rested. And here's what I realized that year. Breaking tradition doesn't mean breaking family. Sometimes it saves your sanity. Sometimes you need a year where the pressure lifts off your chest long enough to remember what you actually love about the holidays. And ironically, Stepping back helped me step forward this year with so much more gratitude, more patience, more softness toward the imperfect, quirky, loud, tender, chaotic moments of family. Because now, as we prepare to host again, I feel this appreciation for the noise, the laughter, the inside jokes, the repeated stories, the personalities, and yes, even the drama. Sometimes you need the quiet years to realize how meaningful the loud years really are. And another thing I learned, we don't have to do it all for it to be enjoyable. So this year, we actually ordered catering. Y'all pray we have enough food and that it turns out good, or there just might be a teaching on the next episode called Smiling Through the Letdowns. Here's where I want to shift from humor to heart for just a beat. This episode is about helping you prepare your heart to show up well this Thanksgiving. Not perfectly, not performing, not managing every detail, but showing up well. Because you can have a beautiful table and still have tension. You can have perfectly timed food and still feel overwhelmed. And you can have the perfect plan and still feel anything but peaceful. Psychologists say the number one reason people experience holiday stress is because expectations and reality rarely match. The more we expect perfect, the more we feel disappointment. There's a familiar phrase that carries so much truth. Expectations are resentments waiting to happen. And oh, is that true during the holidays? The best gift you can bring to the table this year is not a casserole. It's not the perfect atmosphere. It's not the perfectly cleaned house. It's not even the perfect family interaction. It is presence, patience, grace, and emotional space for people to be people. Let's anchor this in scripture. Because God didn't give us his word for just peaceful moments. He gave it for real life with real people. Psalms 118:1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Gratitude isn't rooted in the moment, it's rooted in his character. His goodness doesn't shift based on how the turkey turns out, and it isn't dependent on your family being perfect. 1 Colossians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Did you catch it, friend? Not for everything, but in everything. You can be thankful in the middle of chaos, in the middle of imperfection, in the middle of complicated family dynamics. And remember, if you find yourself struggling to find the peace in the middle of the chaos, pray continually, for this is God's will for us in Jesus. In Colossians 3:12 through 15, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. This is our holiday dress code, y'all. You don't have to iron it. You don't even have to lose 10 pounds for it to fit, but you do have to choose it. Listen to what author Ruth Chow Simmons says. Gratitude turns our eyes from what's missing to what's already been given. And then Anne Voskamp says, being joyful isn't what makes you grateful. Being grateful is what makes you joyful. This week isn't about having the perfect Thanksgiving. It's about having a grateful posture, a heart ready to extend grace, a mind willing to choose peace, and a spirit anchored in truth instead of expectations. Here are a few practical heart prep tips. First, lower the bar of perfection, raise the bar of grace. Second, set an intention. How do I want to show up today? Gentle, joyful, patient, unbothered, present maybe? Third, plan a 2-minute reset. If you feel overwhelmed, step outside, breathe, pause, pray, and then re-enter. Fourth, let people be who they are. You can't control anyone's reactions, but you can control your response. You also can't expect you from others. And fifth, focus on moments, not outcomes. The small moments become the memories. As you head into this week, hear this. You don't need a perfect Thanksgiving to experience a meaningful one. You don't need perfect family dynamics to experience joy. You don't need perfect food to practice gratitude. Your heart, your presence, your posture, these matter more than the menu and more than the atmosphere. Show up with grace. Laugh when things go sideways. Let the small things go. Choose gratitude on purpose. And most of all, remember that God is with you in every moment, every conversation, every bite of pie, every quiet breath you take between hosting and loving and serving. Happy Thanksgiving, friends. I'm thankful for you. And I'll see you next week for more of our usual scripture adventure content. Until then, keep seeking the wisdom of God like silver and searching for it like hidden treasures.